stay?
Hello, good afternoon. I would like to call to order the meeting of the Bay Area Headquarters Authority, Baja, for Wednesday, June 25th, 2014. First of all, I'd like to turn to the clerk to confirm that we have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Next item is the consent calendar, moved by Commissioner Weiner, seconded by Commissioner Tissier. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Next item three, we have 375 Beale Street status report for June 2014. Like to
Commissioners,
turn to
we do have an informational report in the packet. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer those.
Thank you. That's are there any further questions? Okay. Thank you very much. Now moving on to item four, resolution number 13, which is the Baja fiscal year 2014-2015 budget. I'd like to turn to staff. If authority will be asked to approve Baja resolution number 13, which is the budget for the coming year.
Thank you. I'm Brian Mayhew. Very quickly, we're going to make a couple of adjustments to the budget, mainly to add the administrative components we need to get the building operational, some staff people involved, moving coordinators, and other things. So we're bringing the project up about $7 million. The other component of it that you'll see as you look at the budget is the Air District's financing was done. We completed it. The $30 million is in the bank sitting with the trustee. So we now not only own $30 million in securities that pays us interest, but we also have control of their part of the building. So it was a good financing. But as soon as they move into the building and as soon as the escrow closes, that those funds will be transferred back to BATA. So as you see in the budget, the BATA contribution will actually go down $30 million. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Yes, Commissioner Kinsey.
Just have a question. How do you deal in the budget with the potential that the access to the building will be delayed? We talked about giving them $92,000 a month or something like that. How does that work into our budget?
Good. Certainly, we do have a funding plan that has been put together and approved by Baja. And that funding plan includes monies for the DEA, and we certainly will come back in July and discuss the DEA and further, you know.
I wasn't talking about DEA. I was talking about the Air Board.
Oh,
what I understand is that we're going to cover their costs of delay if they're not able to get in the building in a timely way. And so I'm curious as to where that got addressed in the budget.
I don't believe that's the case. We've certainly talked about the fact that they have two different milestones. There's one where they incur a fairly modest cost of delay, which I think is from roughly January through June of 2015. And then after then, that moderate cost becomes much larger. And I think we're going to be able to get them in before either of those costs occur.
Okay, so we haven't budgeted for
this
that.
Is 2016. I apologize. If I said 2015, I meant 2016.
Okay, so as of right now, we haven't budgeted for those significant costs because we don't think that we're going to have to.
And I don't think we're going to hit the moderate costs either if we can finally get a piece of luck on this rehab job. If DEA holds to the schedule that they've given us, our target is to get into that building by Christmas next year. Right, Andy?
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you know, I certainly support the importance of getting in next year, and to the extent that that wouldn't impact on us having to cover costs for the Air District, I think that's a good thing. Thank you.
Thank you. Moved by Commissioner Weiner and seconded by Commissioner Tissier. Any further discussions? I have no public comment on this item. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Moving on to item five, we have a contract for furniture procurement services with Hogue and Associates for $500,000. I'd like to turn to staff for any updates on that report, please.
Sure, and I'll be brief. I'm Terry Green, Baja Section Director. On January 17, 2014, we issued an RFP to select a dealer and manufacturer furniture team to provide new office furniture for the building. The RFP also included a prototype of our requirements. We received proposals from four dealer teams. We had a five-member team that included Baja, MTC, ABAG, and the Air District, as well as our interior design team as part of the evaluation panel. We began a diligent evaluation that included an evaluation of mock-ups built at the site. Our staff attended a furniture fair and gave us feedback. We also issued BAFOs to clarify any provisions. The panel completed its final evaluation, and the information is included in the packet, and we're recommending a 10-year agreement with Hogan Associates to provide these services. The $500,000 contract is really the phase one. It allows the design to proceed for the initial scope, and once completed, we'll come back with actual orders for the entire furniture package. With that, I'll conclude my report.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? I have no speaker cards on this item. Approval by Commissioner Weiner. Seconded by Commissioner Tissier. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Moving on to our next item, public comment. I have no speaker cards for public comment. Therefore, we will adjourn our meeting to Wednesday, July 23rd, 2014.